Hello?
I can speak to Catherine Honeyman, please.
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Catherine. It's Michael calling from MMA Legal. How are you?
Oh, yes. Fine, thank you.
With the law firm, Catherine, helping you with your Scottish redress case?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Are you okay to have a 10-minute chat with me, Catherine, about your case?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So my name's Michael, Catherine. Just to let you know, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring.
Yes, purposes.
My role is not to go into too much about your time in care. You've already done that with one of my colleagues, whether it be Billy or one of the customer care team.
Yes, I think it was Billy, actually.
Yeah, she's a nice lady, Billy. My role is more to, excuse me, understand your case.
Uh-huh.
And then go out and gather the information or the evidence, if you like, so we can substantiate your claim to the Scottish redress. So like I said earlier, Mike, I'm not going to drag you over the emotional coals that you've already been from your time in care. My role is more to understand the trauma you faced in care, how that has had an effect on you into your adult life. Now, a lot of my clients have types of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues.
Mm-hmm.
What I do, Catherine, is I'll go and write to GPs, NHS trusts, any sort of alcohol rehabilitation or drug rehabilitation centres, and I'll gather that evidence. And the reason we do that is obviously give the Scottish Redress a more accurate picture of the trauma that you faced as a child. Has followed you or haunted you, if you like, into your adult life.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Yes, okay.
Okay, perfect. So I will need to ask you some tough questions, Catherine. I do apologise in advance. I wouldn't be doing my role or my job for you if I didn't ask you them. So, like I said, I am so sorry. Have you ever suffered with any sort of depression or anxiety, Catherine?
I didn't make that out what you said, sorry.
Do you suffer with depression or have you ever suffered with depression or anxiety?
Yes.
Okay. Is that both of them, was it? Or
is it what?
Was it both depression and anxiety or just one or
no,
other?
Just depression,
Depression, okay. And have you ever taken medication from the doctor for the depression, Catherine?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'll do, Catherine, with your permission, I'll write to your GP. I won't tell them why I'm writing.
No, it's okay. I don't mind that.
Yeah, and I'll gather all your medical records so we can obviously paint the picture for you.
Yeah, I'm actually on antidepressants and have been for quite some time.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. And how are you today?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
Okay, have you ever suffered with any alcohol or any sort of substance issues, Catherine?
Any what?
Have you suffered with alcohol or substance addictions?
No. Okay. Well, I used to smoke years and years and years. Gave up in 1973, so...
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a real tough one, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Still, just the question I dread asking, but I do have to ask. So again, I apologise profusely in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried to take your own life, Catherine?
Yes.
I'm so sorry that you thought that was your only option.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Catherine.
Okay.
Did that attempt end up in hospitalisation?
Now let me think. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I did, yeah.
Client ended up in hospital. Okay. The reason why I asked that is obviously I'll take the hospital details off you as well, and I'll write to the NHS Trust, and I'll gather that information as well. It all goes to, you know, strengthen, if you like, or subsidise your case of
I understand that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Catherine.
That's okay, thank you.
I was hospitalised. Oh, okay. So I'm going to take your GP's details and the hospital that you were in, if that's okay, Catherine.
Yes, that's fine.
So can I take your GP's details, please?
Yes, it's Dr. Marshall, Graham Marshall.
Yeah.
And it's in Pine Place, Glasgow.
Pine Place?
Pine, P-I-N-E.
Yeah.
Place.
Yeah, I got that one.
It's the Gorbals Care Centre. My husband's actually correcting me. Gorbals Care Centre. Pine Place is gone. Sorry, that was his,
okay.
His other...
It's okay. I'm fine enough for you. It's no problem. You don't need to address or anything. I'm going to take the hospital that you were hospitalised.
Yes, Victoria Infirmary.
Victoria?
Victoria, uh-huh.
And is that in Glasgow also?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to write to your GP. I'm going to write to the NHS Trust of the Victoria Infirmary Glasgow. I'm going to write to the Social Services and the Educational Authority and also National Records Scotland for your time and care. When I get your care information back, Catherine, do you want me to share that with you?
Yes, I would appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. It's your story, Catherine. It's your information. Okay. So once I have all that information back from your time and care, all of your medical records.
That's lovely, thank you.
I'll send you all of the information that I get from your time and care.
That's lovely.
What we'll do, Catherine, is we'll go through that together. Obviously, so we're singing from the same hymn sheet and make sure that you're happy. We haven't missed anything out.
No, I appreciate that.
We'll make sure that you've got all your statements up to date.
Thank you.
You said your husband's there. Would your husband write a witness statement? No, obviously he may not have witnessed what happened to you in care, but he may have witnessed what the impact your time in care has had on you into your adult life, whether that be through your depression, you know, Catherine, but down days and stuff like that. We may get a witness statement or an impact statement from your husband if he's up to doing it.
Can I just tell you, my husband had a stroke 2 years ago.
Okay, that's okay. We can dictate it, or you can dictate it, or if not, it doesn't matter. All I'm trying to do is trying to give us, you know, tick every box, if you like. If one of those boxes aren't ticked, then that's totally fine, because we're going to have more than enough evidence anyway. I just wanted to obviously cover all bases for you. But let's cross that bridge later on when we come to it.
Yeah. Did you say that my husband has to write a statement?
Doesn't have to. No, he doesn't have to.
All right.
He doesn't have to. I can write it for him on his behalf. Or
he wouldn't be able to do that. That's the thing.
No, that's fine. We can. I can get somebody up there, and he's being sit in front of your husband.
That's lovely. Thank you.
We'll figure something out, Catherine. Nothing's going to be an issue. Okay.
That's lovely.
So once we've gone through it all together, Catherine, we're happy, or you're happy that we haven't missed anything out. We'll do a final submission to the Scottish Redress team.
That's lovely.
From there, we'll then hopefully get a panel date pretty quickly. That's a panel of individuals that will judge our case. It's done behind closed doors, Catherine, so we don't pretend that. So there's no need, obviously, to worry about that. And then from there, hopefully, we'll get you the recognition that you deserve.
That's lovely. I appreciate that.
And some financial compensation for you.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Catherine, do you have any questions for me about that process?
No. It sounds okay, all of it.
Okay. I just need to go back one step with you, Catherine, obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you fully understand our fees and fully understand what other options are out there if you do not wish to go ahead with us. So I'll just walk you through these really quickly, and then, you know, it's up to you then what you wish to go forward with. You don't need a law firm to apply to the Scottish Redress, Catherine. You can actually do that yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That would obviously entail, if you so wish to, is gathering your own evidence and submitting your own case. But that's, you know, that's an option for you. But that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there who will help you apply to the Scottish Redress.
Mm-hmm.
And won't take any fees from you or won't charge you any fees. The reason why they do that is they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws. Now, I can't legally discuss them those law firms' practices and what they would do.
Uh-huh.
Probably more importantly, Catherine, what they wouldn't do for or don't do for you. All I can tell you is that we don't participate in that scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want to hand out and we don't want to be owing to the Scottish Government. What we do is we enter into a private fee agreement with you under a no-win, no-fee contract. What that means is, obviously, if you win. If you lose, we lose. And it's on us as a business and as a law firm is to give you the best chance of getting the best outcome.
If I personally have to give you a fee?
No. So what happens is anything. If you win, obviously, if we win together, if we get you financial compensation, you pay us 20%.
Right.
Up to cap that 20% inclusive of all VAT. Our fees will never go above the 20% mark, Catherine. No matter how much time and effort or work goes into your case. On the flip side to that, Catherine, on the no-fee piece, if we're unsuccessful and we don't get any compensation, because you've been through such emotional and hardship throughout your life, we will never put you under any sort of financial pressure or financial hardship.
Mm-hmm.
So our insurance company will cover all of our costs, so we will never come knocking at your door for any fees.
That's lovely. Thank you.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand those three options, Catherine?
Yes.
Okay. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes. Plus, it's 20% if I do win.
It's capped at 20. There could be less, depending on how much time we spend on your case, but the most you will ever pay us is 20%, including VAT.
Okay.
So it's actually 19.2%, but obviously just for ease of conversation, we say 20.
Yeah.
But you'll never pay us more than that. There's no hidden fees. There's no hidden charges.
That's lovely.
It is exactly, you know, 19% plus VAT. So just under 20%. Are you happy for me to continue, Catherine? Do you understand?
Yes, that's lovely. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Just to let you know, Catherine, you have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. Or if you are unaware of the 14-day, I can restart that today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with the process, you're happy and you understand our fees, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling-off period and we can start on your case straight away. But that's entirely up to you.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand the 14-day cooling-off period?
So what does that mean again, though, 14 days?
So from the date you signed any documentation with us, Catherine, up until day 14, after the date you signed, you can rip up any agreements with us and walk away.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, but alternatively, if you were unaware, I can start that 14-day from today for you.
Answer this call just now, please.
Yeah,
thank you. Okay, that's lovely. Thank you, Tommy. Thank you. I'm sorry, it's okay. Just that I've got, as I said, my husband's had a stroke. And I'm just waiting for the the bus to come down and pick him up to take him to the club.
Yeah.
Could you give me 10 minutes?
Yeah, me and you, we're done. As long as you understand all the 14-day cooling off period.
I appreciate that. It's lovely.
Are you happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period? Perfect.
Yes, I have.
You've got my number now, Catherine. My name's Michael. If you need me, please give me a ring.
That's lovely. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Catherine. Enjoy
thank
your
you. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for being brave. Bye now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.